Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and it is so exciting to be back on the radio again. And this is an invitation to all of you out there who are listening and watching on some level. You're all imagining. You're all tapping into that imaginal realm of make-believe, and I'm here to accelerate that, shall I say. And so this is an invitation to slow down and just tap into that place, because we are in a place of blessing, of grace, at this very moment to be here in this location, and we're connected by the airwaves, we're connected by the internet, we're connected by the telephone, and it's pretty awesome. So tonight, you are my guest, and I am here to take your calls whenever it feels appropriate. At the present time, I want to start teaching a little bit of material. And this comes from daily messages that I send out every morning to evoke questions, to evoke a response. And so as you're listening out there, just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper as we're listening to this program. And laughter is always a part of going deeper. So the deeper I go, the deeper you can go, and the more connected I am to Source, the more connected you will be to Source. You can use Source, God, Goddess, all that is, whatever, whoever that energy might be. So that means the more I have to offer, the more that you have to offer. So I welcome you to this journey, and it is a journey, believe me. It's a community journey. Before, it was more about me. It was about I and the individual, and now it is definitely about the community. It has to be we. And for those people who have responded to my email class, I thank you. We've been this last week doing a free week of invitation of these intuitive insights that I send out to you via the emails. Once I send them out, you reply, and we go back and forth in this wonderful process. And I realize that part of the reason that I love to send them out is that it really focuses me on pulling a card, or sometimes three or four cards, sometimes 12 cards every morning for myself, and I tap into that higher group consciousness. And as I'm typing it into my computer, I'm translating the symbols, the magas. I'm translating all of the symbols for communication. I'm translating all of the essence of the card for myself as a conduit for you, all of you people who are receiving this email message. So I invite you, beginning Monday, I will be starting another week of free email intuitive insights. And if you'd like to get on my email, you simply send, I'd like to participate, to Conrad, Conrad, 3198, at comcast.net. That's comcast.net, Comcast. So every day, once people receive these messages that I've sent out after deep meditation, and some of the replies are wonderful. One person simply replies, duh, every morning. Another one says, nope, yep. And their interpretation is based on their experiences and their quest. And I'm noticing, even in 1 week, people are starting to deepen into that essence of who they are. Now, especially if you have the Crowley Thoth Tarot deck, which I use, and especially if you've had any training with me with these, many people will pull a card and they'll send that email back to me. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different process, and I honor that process. So beginning this next Monday, every one of you who email me will be receiving these messages for free, and then after that sample, then you can check with me of how you can continue participating. And by the way, these programs are archived. And I'm inviting you, if you want to take these messages that I'm sending out to you via the airwaves, if you would like to go deeper, this is a practice I started when I was doing my spiritual coaching and my business coaching and intuitive coaching, I ask that people translate or that they transcribe the material. And then if you'll email that to me, you will get so much more out of these classes, because I'm considering this to be a virtual classroom on the airwaves. Now, part of the the work that's being done here is the healing. Today, my Peruvian sister called me, or maybe I called her. I can't remember which one. And she has Lyme's disease, and she was sharing with me a healing that she had had and where she was at in that whole process. And it just occurred to me, and of course, she always asked for a tarot card. So I pulled the Magus, which is a magician. So if any of you have this Crowley deck, you might want to thumb through that and find the Magus, because that is the theme for today. The Magus is the communicator. It is Mercury. And what I was looking at, see, each time I look at these cards, each time I look at clouds, each time I open a book to a different place, I receive a different message, depending on who's calling, depending on who, the person sitting across from me. What came to me was the light coming in through the forehead, through the crown chakra, from up above, and then through the feet, going right down into Mother Earth. And what came to me as I was sharing with her is to allow a beam of light about the size of a 50-cent piece to come down from the heavens. The violet flame, the violet cleansing flame, empowering, and it also burns out any negativity that may be in any cell of your body. So as you feel that, you know, can you feel, I can feel some of you starting to get into that, because this is very much your process. I mean, I can talk about it and it'll go no place. However, if you'll take it in, if you'll allow that light to come down through the crown chakra and just go down through the chakras, down through the throat, the heart, the belly button, down in through the second and first chakra, down through the legs, and down into the feet, and then putting your feet flat on the ground, sending that energy down into Mother Earth. As it's going down, it will burn out any cording, anybody who's corded into you, meaning that they are probably not wishing you the best, and they could be cording you from past lifetimes, they could be cording you from the other side. And so what you want to do is bring that down, that violet flame down, all the way down through the feet. And as it's doing so, it's burning. It's not hurting you. All it's doing is burning off any of the hooks, any of the cording that has somehow been allowed to attach to you. And what that energy does is it sucks energy from you. And sometimes people don't even know they're doing that. Have you ever been in the grocery store? You'll be standing in line and you check out and you get out to the car and you say, whew, wonder what happened there. So as you're allowing this to happen, you can just keep that violet flame running all the way down through your feet and then let it go down into Mother Earth, to the very core of the earth. And in the center of the earth, I feel and experience this liquid gold, the unconditional love of Mother Earth, of Gaia. Gaia loves us so much, gives us this well of healing capacity down here. So bring it on up through the earth, just like on a straw. Can you get that? You're just pulling it up. Just imagine. You're pretending anyway. Pretend you're bringing it up through the straw, up through your feet. Yeah, can you feel that in the base of your feet? Because all these acupuncture points down there, bring it up through your legs. Bring it up through the chakra system, the first, second, third, all the way up. Now let's bring it on up through the crown chakra and just send it on up, this unconditional love. As you burn out any of the negativity and the cording, stuff wants to come in. Why not fill it with this liquid gold, this beautiful love of Mother Earth, of the mother, and just let it fill every cell of your body. Ooh, that feels good. Now let's bring the violet flame back down again, all the way down through your feet, down into Mother Earth. And then connecting with the center of the earth with that liquid gold, bring that liquid gold all the way up, all the way up to the top of your head. Does that feel good? And then you bring the violet flame back down again. It's like you're processing up and down, bring down the violet flame of Saint Germain, bringing up the liquid gold of Mother Earth, and that's just cleansing, healing. Now, I guarantee if you are dedicated and you're really clear that this is something that you want to complete, continue to do this with any courting, and you'll find that your anger towards anyone will go away. And so continuing with our conversation with my Peruvian sister, we were talking about how she felt that one part of her was the observer in this dis-ease and her pain. One person was the serene one, very clear and just feeling healthy. The other part was the one in pain. And so what came to me was, I said, why don't you imagine that the one behind you is the healthy one, that totally healthy, serene, at peace, and every cell is vibrant? I said, why don't you just imagine and pretend that you, with all of this disease and all this pain, just lean forward, kind of lean forward, and just imagine that part of the other part of you, that healthy one, is right behind you. I want you to just lean back into that wonderful energy of perfect health. And all of a sudden, I could hear the, yeah, because she had leaned back into that energy of perfection. And that was the stronger and more dominant part when she really looked at it. There you go. A couple of healing techniques. I can't remember where I learned them. I just don't know. And sometimes these things just come. I don't have a clue where they come from. Now, again, all of the majority of things I'm going to be talking about tonight are I have collected from someplace, from the universal consciousness, and I send it out to the group. And one of the things that came out, one person said, well, how do you get those answers that you're sending out? Where do they come from? And she says, I don't hear voices. This doesn't happen to me. And I said, well, for me, I'm just hearing a voice in my mind. Because I've opened a door and I said, okay, I'm ready to hear answers, God, or whoever I'm talking to, Spirit, Source. And so as I'm listening, thoughts will pop into my head. I ask a question, should I go right or should I go left? And I will hear very clearly, left. You may hear, go right. And so as we're doing this work, I suggest you test out the yes and no first to get the answers. So the three techniques that I've given to you, again, are the bringing the violet flame down through the crown chakra all the way through the chakras, down into through the legs, down into your feet, down into Mother Earth. And as you're doing that, you're burning out any cording from this lifetime, past lifetimes, and then you're bringing up the golden liquid gold up through your whole body, all the way up to the crown chakra. And then you continue doing that. And then you can even expand it out. And keeping to remember that the violet flame is to burn out any negativity. And the second one is to imagine that the perfection part of you is standing behind you and to lean back into that part of you. The third is to how do you get the answers if you're not hearing it verbally? I don't hear it with my external ears, but to hear that answer within. And just imagine that you're getting the answer yes or no. Okay. Now, one of the things that most often the replies have been when I'm going back and forth with my mentoring and my coaching is the healing of money. Now, the group ranges all the way from England, all the way in Scotland, to Canada, to throughout the United States, down to Buenos Aires. And so these messages, there are quite a number of people who have this issue about money and the neediness of it. So what I'm getting is I'd like to give the same technique. Imagine that right behind you. First of all, let's call forth that part that doesn't have any money. You're just, you have this mental chatter going on. And just bring that feeling of not having enough, the bills aren't getting paid, maybe you have no job, whatever it is. And at the end of the month, you're just sitting there with $2 in your bank account. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of stuff going on based on the responses that I've gotten. Okay, imagine right behind you now, the second part, which is the perfection part of yourself. And behind you is the wealthy one. The one who has it's like God has this huge bank account. And so we're calling God to be right behind us. And the one who has this checkbook, and we can write the check on at any time on this. And I want you to just lean forward just a little bit and imagine God right back there. I want you to lean back into that energy. And just imagine you're collecting all of this wealth that's going through every cell of your body. This is actually a healing. As you're healing anything that's going on in and around your finances. Oh, that feels pretty good, doesn't it? Since I've moved to Eugene, somehow, I don't know what I did when I crossed the border from California into Oregon. I think I left it behind in Mount Shasta. Any poverty consciousness I may have had, I left a lot of stuff back there because you do that when you make this drastic move. So every morning then when I'm going deep into my meditation, writing out whatever messages to send out to you, I'm calling in spirit. And I'm reaching for the message, and I'm being in the now, right now, with any information that would stimulate inspiration for forward movement for me, or a deepening, or connecting to source more. So some of the people in the group are very analytical, and so sometimes they try to analyze intellectually these messages that go out. And so that becomes more of a difficult thing. For the more imaginative people on the group, it seems that there's too much logic in the process. So whatever I send out, I could send out the word cat. Any response you give to the word cat is perfect. So in your mind's eye, I say the word cat. You probably visualize a cat. What's the next symbol or the next word that pops into your head? Whatever it is, it's your next step. It's the next word. It's a part of that process of bringing in the answers and the intuition. Some people said rat. Other people said dog. Another person may have said meow. Whatever the answer is, it is now. It's about translating. How does that relate to you? And it's part of the imaginal realm. Jean Houston talks about this a lot. When you can be in this place of pretend and imagining, this is part of, this is one of the reasons I love to be on radio. I remember as a child listening to the radio and imagining all of these things. And when you don't have all the stimuli from the television and all of that, and you're out in nature, you can look at the tree and you can just imagine the energy of the tree and what is the tree trying to say to you. And when you're sitting beside this babbling brook and the energy of the brook and the rocks that are, you know, it comes gushing through and you can see the foam and you can just feel the energy there. And you, sometimes if you'll just sit real quiet and you let your eyes kind of go out of focus, you're going to see, you can imagine that you see some of the divas and the water nymphs. I know many of you have done that. And you just know that they're there. And you imagine and pretend that they have a special message for you, just like when I pull my cards, my tarot cards. I'm talking to the magician who's on this particular card. I'm talking to the emperor, if I should happen to pull that card. And I'm saying, okay, emperor, what do you have to say to me? I don't care what it says in any book. I'm listening to what that symbol is saying to me. It came there for a reason, and my eye was attracted to that particular, some particular part of the card, and I run with that. So we've got these two types now. We've got the one that is in need of money and healing the finances, and we've got the other type, a second type, and they have money, perhaps they've retired, they have a steady income, And they're very, very comfortable. So this came to me the other day. Okay, and I said, I'm the one, type one, that I am here to surrender to being financially supported. And that means emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It brings me such joy to open up and receive. I'm not allowed to send money to anyone during this month that I've been working on this, or 3 months or 4 months. I'm only allowed to receive. Now, the type two is to surrender to supporting someone financially. And that would mean tithing to a cause. You may know of an orphanage someplace, or you may know of a church. Most people tithe to a church. I had many people who tithe to my radio program in San Francisco, because I opened that door of possibilities that if they chose to do that, they could do that. So out of this, kind of look and see whether you're type one or type two. One person tried to be right down the middle. Sometimes I give, sometimes I receive. I said, no, I want you to get off the fence. You either are a giver or you're a receiver right now for the next 2 or 3 days. Could just be a giver or just be a receiver, and allow one of these two to take over. So how does that feel? So which one are you? Are you type one or are you type two? Type one is the one who's only allowed to receive. And type two is only allowed to give, to tithe to wherever. So then I looked at my question out of that. You see, most of the afternoon I spend in getting ready for this program, and I write down notes, and anyone who calls or I've seen during this day is giving me information for the program. So then I pulled another card, which is the Three of Discs. Give it the works. That's an awesome card. I've been working with that for all year, it seems like. Every time I pull that, at least twice a week. And on this card, you just imagine a three-sided pyramid. Okay, you got that? It's luminescent. It's almost crystal clear. Well, it's either crystal clear or isn't. It's crystal clear, okay? It's the top of the pyramid is opening. And inside of the pyramid, there's a light emerging from that, which for me means inspiration is coming out of that card. So some kind of an inspiration is coming out of the pyramid, and this is something for me. At the end of each of these three corners are red hot wheels. So as I'm very clear about what's inside of the pyramid that's germinating, that's incubating, that's opening the top of the pyramid, that is causing these three wheels to start turning. And I feel like this pyramid is for each of you. You have this idea. You have this dream that you came here to be and to do and to have. And it's starting to degenerate and germinate right now, because its time has come. That's wonderful. You got it. I can tell you got it. Okay, can you get that idea? Put some punch into it. Put some feeling into it. Get those wheels going, body, mind, and spirit. Or maybe it has three components. Or maybe it's three books that you're writing. Maybe it's one book with three major chapters. Okay, imagine that this pyramid is now starting to blast off. And underneath all this mud and anything that's been holding you back, all of this old yuckity, 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 yuck, because I got that violet flame coming right down here. It's coming down, and it's burning out any cordings, and it's blasting my pyramid up like a spaceship. I'm going up to see my brothers and sisters, okay? And they are so happy to see us. So we're blasting out any negativity that may have been trying to hold us back on our dream. Well, the one of the things that holds us back is that many times we share something too early before it's had a chance to really be for your clarity. Well, I can see right now that you're very clear about what it is that you're here to do, to be, and to create. I mean, like I said, the time has come. Here we are, almost a month and a half into the new year. It's just racing in the time. No time. No space. And we're able to download all, the energy coming in is so exciting. The other night, I think I mentioned last week about the heavenly healers, helping healers. and they were just filling every cell of my body, and it was like I was buzzing. And it's been a long time since I've had this feeling. It lasted maybe two and a half hours. I got up and had a drink of water and all of this. It didn't change one bit. I couldn't wait to get back and be even more in the energy. And then it started dissipating and dissipating, and yet I can go right back into that. That's the same thing as being in the middle of that pyramid, that my whole energy field, I was part of that energy field. And I invite you to imagine your own pyramid, the crystal clarity of being in this pyramid with the top opening, and you have this enormous energy filling you. It's just like, and at first it started in my brain cavity. I thought, what's this? It was like the pineal gland had, and the pituitary had started vibrating. And from that point, it just went up and down the chakras. It filled every cell. And as I'm talking, this is happening to you. Oh, how do you feel out there? So with this, then I said, okay, let's see what is the next card. So I had the moon card. The moon is about clearing out any of the negativity. Well, didn't we just do that with all of these several exercises? And don't you think this would be a program that would be very valuable for you to record or to go into the archives and then transcribe? And then as you're doing this, then go back into each of these exercises, because that's what I'm being told to give to you tonight and whenever you're listening to this program. So with the moon card, at the bottom you have the scarab. Each and every one of these cards gives you tools for whatever you need right then at the moment. And that's why each and every morning when I meditate, and sometimes I don't feel like I'm meditating, I'm just sitting there with the cards. I'm just looking at the cards. I'm writing about whatever is on the cards. I'm sending it out. And then I realized the key for me may not be for you. The key was to get the deeper meaning and then start writing about it and to be able to send it to you. As I sent it off, it was like there was something that went out into the universe. And then to await any responses from you was part of this whole process. And on the moon card, this is of the major arcana, once you've cleared and you're able to blast off, you get to go through that gateway into the higher realm of divinity, of grace. I never knew what grace was. I met a grace. Her name was Grace. That wasn't what I'm it isn't what I'm talking about. It's about being in that pure essence of perfection, of having the physical body healed, having the mental body healed, your finances healed. Well, it sounds like I've got a call coming in. And who's on the line?
Yes, my name is Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you very much. And anything that was brought up through these teachings that I'm giving to you?
Yes, big time. Almost everything.
All of the above, huh?
Yeah, but I noticed that, like, I'm dealing with enjoying these gifts that I've been receiving through clearing and giving. And it's funny because I've been working on the same exercises, but yours are just so much more clearer that I was trying to write them down as you were going through it. But then I also noticed that I'm always trying to hold on to things that I'm afraid I have it now, but that I might not have it later. So it's like lack. You know what I mean?
I understand. One of the people in the group said, her question to me as she emailed was, how do I maintain this peace and this joy and this financial abundance and all of the above? How do I maintain that?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Well, I think you're part of the, I think everyone has this. And I believe that's why I continually do this every morning. I go right back to the fountain, I fill up, and then I send it out.
Oh.
And that's what keeps me, and then I forget about it, and then I go about my day until I get back to my computer, and then I check and see what someone has written to me, and then I get to go back into that space and send out another message. Are you a light worker?
Yes, I
am. Betcha. You bet you are. Okay. Do you have any other question? I have my cards out here. Would you like me to pull a card for you?
Oh, yes. I'd appreciate that greatly.
Okay. Okay, Casey, just think about you, and I'm thinking about you, and I'm going to pull a card. I think we'll just do a general reading, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, anyone who's listening to this program, anytime, this message is also for you. All right. Clean cut. The card is the Three of Swords. Is there any, are you a mother?
Yes, I am, of a two-year-old.
Of a two-year-old. And is your mother still living?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And how is your relationship with your mother?
It's a whole lot better than it used to be.
Okay. Very good. So what I see on this card, actually the word is sorrow at the bottom. However, what I'm seeing, as with you as a light worker, one of your purposes is you're here to help women come up out of any suffering and sorrow that they have experienced in past lifetimes. Do you work with past lifetimes?
Yes.
Okay. And that you're help there, and there's a lotus right in the middle, and there are three swords. One is piercing and bending the other two. So whatever is causing the clients that you have or will have, you're here, you're the one that's kind of pushing that sword of truth to burst their bubble about whatever's happened as a woman in a past lifetime. And a lot of men who are now becoming much more sensitive are discovering their feminine side much more. And do you work with men too?
Yes, I do, but it seems like it's 80% of women that I've been working with. But yeah, I work with some men too.
Right. Well, I think that more, and in fact, I noticed that I belong to a chamber of commerce, and I had we had an expo, and I was doing, I had my cards out there, and the majority of men sitting down at my chair were men, and these were men that I considered, you know, poof, they'll never sit down here,
yeah.
and I would say 80% were men. So they're coming for you, Casey. You're going to be working with more men.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you told me that. Now, I know this in the last couple of weeks that's happened. It's already starting, I guess.
Very good. What modality do you use?
You know, I have always used clairvoyance, but I've noticed things just have came, as I talk, it feels like I channel information.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's what happens as I started. You know, I started out in my right brain, and then all of a sudden or my left brain, and then all of a sudden I can tell someplace in the mix I start going deeper into a place that if you had to ask me 5 minutes from now, what did you say? I couldn't tell you.
But do you feel like sometimes you're actually having to sacrifice for another good as well, like as far as, I noticed that the more I help other people, the less my own personal life seems to get to be. It almost feels like I'm sacrificing one for the other. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And the most important thing for you, Casey, then, is to take that time, whenever it is. If you've got a two-year-old, you don't always get to call. The time that you're going to set aside to do this, this process that I've started. So whatever time you find to sit down, to be quiet, and to just allow this peace to come in.
Yes.
However you bring it in, I use the cards because it's like I tell God, okay, I got my cards, here we go.
Yeah.
Or when, and then another thing, when I was talking to my Peruvian sister, she said, I get information that comes through, and yet I can't really program it. And she says, I notice whenever I call you, and I could you pull a card that you turn on immediately and you go right into channel.
Yeah.
because I think God and I have that agreement that when the cards come out and someone asks the question and I'm then it, the door opens. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect. You just explained it to a T. I felt it when you were doing that with me. I was like, wow, it was a powerful feeling, like you did exactly what you said.
So I always like to explain to people how I'm getting the answers, because it helps others, and that's my purpose in being here on the radio, is to be very transparent in how I'm doing this.
Oh, I'm glad you assist. I really appreciate it.
Great, Casey. Well, thank you so much for calling. And if you'd like to be part of my email group for the next, from Monday on, just go ahead and email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. And I'll give you a free week of coaching, whatever you want to bring, topics you want to bring up.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your energy in this show.
Thank you, Casey.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that leaves the lines open if anyone else would like to call in. As you notice, I'm not bringing any other guests on. You are the guest. Occasionally I will. However, the main purpose of this program is to, like I said, to be transparent and to demonstrate how you also can get this information. I don't think I've ever been in such a deep place in my life, and I don't think I've ever been in such a happy place as I am now, feeling the energy and being even more connected to the guides on the other side. So, like I said, the lines are open if you would choose to call. That would be my greatest joy. You have the numbers on your computer. what we're doing is this goes out on the Internet and it goes to the entire world. I love it. Okay. Okay, I believe we have another caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Judy. My name is Teresa.
And could you speak just a little bit louder?
My name is Teresa. I'm in Illinois right now, and I've been listening to you on the radio tonight. And
oh, very good.
I'm just in a place now where I'm in between, and I'm not quite sure how to go forward in my life at this point, and I feel like I'm being prepared for something, but I'm not quite sure what that is.
Okay. Being prepared for something, I'm jumping on that because that really resonates for you. And I'm, you know why it resonates? Because this is where I'm at too.
We're all
being prepared for something.
Right.
And as we go deeper and as we're in this place of peace, we're slowing down. Are you between jobs?
Yes, yeah, and I'm back with my family right now, and I've just been, like you said, I've been slowing down and taking day to day and like getting everything in order and spending time, quality time with the people I love. And
excellent.
Because
excellent.
I feel like,
perfect.
Wow, there's something that's big going to happen soon. I'm not quite sure what.
It's happening right now. It's happening right now to you, and let's take a look at this. Okay, what did you used to do in your career?
Well, I had my own business before, but it had nothing to do with the spiritual path, and so I've done a lot of deep spiritual work and, you know, like clearing on myself and inner work, and now I feel like it's time to come out with the combination of my own business and this, with the spirituality.
Excellent. Okay, so let me look at this now. I'm just shuffling the cards. Tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm shuffling your energy, Teresa, from Illinois, in these cards.
Okay, you can stop now.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm holding my cards in my left hand, my non-dominant hand, and I'm going to let them cut themselves by dropping the bottom half. So fun to do that. So the card that came up is underneath, and I want you to walk through this with me. The Ten of Wands. This is spiritual. Underneath, on the background, is all of this fire and sparkle and energy of all of your inspiration, all your creative ideas. Can you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got it? And there's fire, and there's and the color is orange, orange red. It's gold, and it's just like a bonfire going on underneath. And then there's some wands, which are kind of, they look like crystal wands, four going to the right, four going to the left. And on top of this are two dorjis. I mean, dorjis are power tools, and they represent two people to things that are sitting on top of your sparkle. And so I would like to see if you can pinpoint what are those two wands that are heavy and powerful that are sitting on top of your sparkle, on top of where you want to go. Can you just instantaneously just throw it out? What does one represent?
So something that's sort of not allowing me to go forward, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Well, I...
If you did know.
I think that it probably has to do with letting go some feelings from maybe ex-husband or children, something like that.
Okay. Very good. So you've got, I gave you some tools before, of the violet flame, bringing it down. So imagine that any energy that you have around children and around husband, past husbands, anything that, any person, I want you to just bring that violet flame down through that to the top of your head and just burn off any energy that you have in and around any people. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, let's imagine that we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, but we feel like we're being prepared for something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's burn off the not knowing, because that's kind of holding you back also.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring that violet flame down, and let's just expand it out and burn out any of this fear of being in the unknown. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want you to just imagine this fire and this passion of loving being in the unknown, that you're, it's like your bags are packed, you're ready to move, you're ready to go, you're ready to, whatever spirit says for this moment, I'm ready. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's the love of being in this unknown that you're prepared. Because you're not going to be sent any place, or you're not going to be given something that you can't handle. You're all ready to go. Every morning, that's one of the reasons I sit there with my cards in the morning to open and say, okay, I'm ready to receive information for today. What's the message for today? And what's the message for all of you out there that I'm sending these emails to? And what's the message that I'm, right now, I just told Spirit, I said, what am I going to say to Teresa? What was I supposed to say to Casey? And I took a breath and I just let Spirit come through to give the information that's very important for you with this card. It's Saturn. Saturn is the astrological sign at the top, which is whatever is holding you down, any of those shoulda, woulda, couldas, and it's in Sagittarius, which is you're ready to go and charge for it. So you've got this heavy energy sitting on top of you, and you haven't quite cleared it out yet. So just imagine that you're just burning it out all night long. And I want to say tomorrow morning that you, out of your dream time, that you want to bring forth the most perfect information of your next step.
Okay.
They want it to come from you, from this sparkle, all of this energy that's within you. Because if I gave it to you, and they haven't given it to me, it's give to you.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to come to you from your imagining you're burning out with that violet flame, any energy in and around anything or anyone and you don't really need to know what it is, although I asked you for it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. I'd love to hear from you tomorrow. And email me, conrat3198@comcast.net. Just, even if it's, excuse me, the most insignificant thing that comes to you tomorrow morning, please email me.
Okay.
Would you do that?
I will. Is that on the, is that information on the radio thing?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Conrad, Conrad, 3198, at Comcast, that's comcast.net.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Teresa.
And thank you so much. It was really a big help for me, and I will work with this energy some more. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Casey in Atlanta, Georgia. Teresa in Illinois. Yeah. Okay. Well, until someone calls, let me go back to more information. So the next card that I pulled, in fact, this was a card that I sent out this morning to my group. It was the Priestess, another of the major arcana. And this represents the Priestess. Oh, she's so powerful. She takes up almost the whole card. And on the bottom are all the fruits and the nuts that are all in full bloom. The nuts have been harvested. The crystals have already been faceted. And everything is in its finalized form in the bottom. There's a white camel, which represents the sacredness of the work that the Priestess has done. And we are in the time of the divine feminine, and yet it's the time of the androgyny. It is not, just because we've come out of the patriarchy, it's not that we're going to go into the goddess. We're going to be in this very balanced place, which is the Priestess. Therefore, the Priestess represents deeper access to our intuitive abilities and capacities. So declare it so. And just declare that I know everything. I intuitively know what I am to do and how I am to be. Declare it so. And then you look at with the Priestess, that inner balance and inner trusting of information that you're receiving. And when you write it down, it makes it more so. Because I can hold it in my head, and then other thoughts come in and I kind of forget it. So I write it down and I declare it so. So I'm here to trust whatever information that comes to me about anything that I see in the card, anything that pops into my head. For example, the conversation that I had with my Peruvian sister. I mean, go figure that two different healing modalities would come popping through, and they, meaning all of my guides, said, use it, write it down, write it down so you won't forget it. Otherwise, I would have kind of let it float around, and I might not have gotten it into this radio program. And the other part of this card is the oasis at the bottom of the card. It's like there's an inner spring in the innermost reaches of my being and of your being. And it's like a fountain that generates this joy and this happiness. And I thought to myself, you know, where was that before? because I wasn't slowing down, and I was in a place where I couldn't slow down and really take the time to be in this good place. And I realized that I needed an audience, and that's why I said, okay, where's my audience? And Spirit said, let's get you back on the radio. And so that's where I am. Because Spirit told me that I am to experience what I experience and then to share it in a transparent way so that you are able to make your life even happier. Whatever your intuition and your capacity is right now, it is time to amp it up. It is time to trust. It is time to expand it. Whatever modality you're using, let's amp it up. If you're using angel cards during virtuals, angel cards are wonderful. I happen to use the Crowley deck because I like it. It has the astrology on it, and that's why I use it. If you name it, then claim it, and then you own it. Declare it so. You first name it. I am very intuitive. I am so intuitive. I know. I just know. Spirit is giving me information every single moment, especially when someone asks a question, when someone calls in. I know that that is the time that I am to open up and to receive information for that particular person. At times, it isn't what I would have wanted to say. And it's, at times, it isn't what the other person wants to say. So because I'm doing this deep work, I want to share it with others, either on the radio or through the email classes that I have, which means starting Monday, you can join this free week, and I will email you out information that I'm getting for that morning, and then you email me back. And then we'll start our wonderful dialogue. And then you can continue if you so desire. And so I'm really receiving a lot of messages from my guides. And when I got this card, it was an affirmation of being on purpose with my guides and with you. And with you meaning anyone who's out there who's listening at this time. And who do we have calling in now?
You have Helene.
What was that?
Helene.
Helene. Okay, Helene. Very good. And you're calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. We have the whole gamut here. I love it. All right, Helene. How may I help you?
I'm enjoying listening to you, and I guess, I don't know, I questions about romance, money, and career, but maybe one thing that might even be more important is sometimes I get a lot of guidance, and then I have trouble following through with it and using it. I seem to stay in a stuck place sometimes.
Okay, very good. Okay, so when you get guidance, and how often do you get guidance?
Pretty often.
Okay, very good. Are you recording and writing it down?
Not all the time, because
okay.
Sometimes I'll feel like I'm making it up. And yet, I mean, I feel it in my body. I feel it. But I'm not trusting it.
Perfect. I always feel like I'm making it up. How's
okay.
that sound?
It sounds reassuring to me.
And yet, when I'm coming from this place of groundedness and in this place, and I feel like I'm making it up, I know then that Spirit is working through me. Because I would never normally say such things. And the furthest that happens, when I start going into the these and the thous, you know, I know that I'm not that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And so to trust that everything that you're receiving when you're in this wonderful place, and how do you know when you're in that place?
Mm.
Because you sit down and you declare, or you walk, and you're taking a nice walk, and you declare, this is my time for receiving. I don't care, God, I don't care how you give it to me. Make it easy, make it clear. And if I'm going to pull a card for Helene, I want this card to be definite. I don't want any mishmash. I want this card to be the most poignant, the most perfect card for her. I want to cut to the chase with her, and I want this to be from the highest possible place that I can give to her. Does that make sense?
Yes, total.
Okay, so would you like a card?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're following guidance because you're saying so.
Okay.
And you're opening the door, and everything that occurs, please write it down in some place. I keep a journal, a small journal with you in your pocket and wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that occurs, in fact, you can take anything. If I say blue, what comes to you?
Flower.
Flower, okay. If I say flower, what comes next?
Stem.
Stem. What comes from stem?
Grass.
Grass. Okay, let's go back to stem. What does stem mean to you?
Nurturing.
Nurturing. Okay,
from
very
the
good.
Earth. Yeah.
Okay, so you see what I'm doing? It's like I'm running with something.
Mm-hmm.
if I get one word or one symbol off of a card, then I just take it to, then I go to the next word, to the next word, to the next word. That's called channeling. Okay, I've got the card shuffled. I got Helene. I got your energy in this card, and you're looking for guidance. You get guidance, and then you lose it. And then so every moment you're almost like you're doing a reading for yourself. Okay, dropping the card, nice clean cut, okay. And the card is the Two of Wands, Dominion. Yeah. And now this is spiritual. So on this card there are two Dorjis. Now with Teresa, she had two Dorjis, but they were sitting right on top of her sparkle and her and everything. Yours are crossed. And I see this as you in a power relationship with your higher self, because your higher self is not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Or you in a power relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Or you in a power relationship with Source.
Mm-hmm.
And Source and God, whoever or the higher power is asking you to be in this power relationship. And remember how I said with my Peruvian sister to lean back into the healthy part of herself, the observer, the serene one?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have you lean back into the highest possible energy that you could possibly be ready to be, you know what I mean? In other words, an energy that is, it's not going to blow your circuits. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to lean back into that energy of the highest possible guide or angel or spirit that you could possibly absorb and be compatible with. Okay, lean back.
Okay.
You got it. I can feel that. Okay, now you are at one mint with this energy. And in fact, I'm starting to feel a buzz in my head because I got the guy too. Nice guy, boy. You're very powerful. I mean, you were able to handle a very, very high energied spirit guide.
Uh-huh.
I got him too. I mean, I said him, but it's a very powerful, strong energy. Because you've got Mars in Aries. Mars is strong energy, and Aries is new, pioneering. Helene, you're a pioneer.
Yeah.
You're way ahead of where you're supposed to be. and exactly where you're supposed to be. I mean, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't
I'm
be afraid to be out in front of the rest. Just write it down and then let's see, then ask Spirit, well, how am I supposed to facilitate this so that I don't blow people off? Because sometimes when we get ahead of ourselves, you know, they can't understand us. All right?
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening and calling in, Helene.
Thank you so much. You have a lovely night.
You too.
Thank
All right.
you.
Well, that kind of brings us toward the end of the program. I always want 2 hours. So for any of you who are listening out there and you would like to be part of my group that I'm starting on Monday through the email, you can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. You can find it on the information there, page on this website. And I will email you back to confirm that you're going to start on Monday, and there's no charge for the first week. And if you like it, you can sign up. And if you're not, why, we're going to have a wonderful time this from Monday through Friday. And I'm just completing with another group that started from last week, and they're wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I love them. And you can go back and listen to these archives. You can transcribe these, send them to me via the email. You're going to get much more out of these messages. That's what Spirit would like to have you do. So I'm going to complete. I'm going to surround this tape with love and light. And each and every time you listen to this, you're going to hear more and more. And always remember that who you are makes a difference.